Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
And welcome
to Fat Mascara.
We're energized.
Energized.
We have so much to talk about.
I know. Well, I have to say it's a pretty dark day in Fat Mascara right now. I feel sad.
Okay. She feels sad, people, because it's Chloe, our intern's last day and last episode.
I feel, my stomach does feel weird. I feel like sad.
She brought us brownies, though.
I know, but it just feels like time is marching on. I guess is this how it feels to be a parent?
I guess
I'm serious.
So.
I just feel like, whoa, this just like flew by. I feel it's just flown by.
So we're going to talk to Chloe up at the top of the show. We also have some great housekeeping news. We're doing another listener party, this time with St. Ives, so we'll tell you all about that. Then Jess and I were on the floor at the Indie Beauty Expo, and we are reporting back.
Oh my God, it was great.
And then we'll talk to Chloe. And then who's our guest?
We are with the fabulous Jan Arnold, CND co-founder and style director. If you've even passed a nail salon, if you've even had a mani, chances are Jan had something to do with it.
Ooh, good intro. Let's get into it. I don't know if you guys noticed, the last couple episodes have been chock full of discounts and codes and freebies and good stuff, which might seem kind of funny all of a sudden, but honestly, we've been working all summer to get you guys deals. We're like, hey, we should use our hookups and our connections to hook you guys up, and then they just like all came through at once.
When it rains, it pours.
I know. So we did set up a page on our website, like right from the homepage now, so you can find all the discounts and codes and stuff in one place. But on that note, we've got another exciting proposition.
Oh my God. Okay. It's so good. It's so good. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
So we're hosting another exclusive listener party for 35 of you guys in New York City. New York City. It's going to be Thursday, September 20th at the St. Ives Mixing Bar, which is on 22nd and 5th Avenue in New York City. That's the Flatiron District.
It is.
Basically, it's a pop-up shop where you can make your own scrubs, moisturizers. There are even bath bombs and more.
Yeah, you guys know St. Ives of the, I think apricot seed scrub fame is a big one, but they're going to let you make your own with essential oils and different fragrances and all that. Plus, you get drinks, you get to hang out with us.
Top secret couture scrubs.
Right, so if you guys... Couture scrubs. If you guys want to get a VIP invite, you can go on our blog and there'll be an entry there. Or you can email us at info@fatmascara.com, put the subject line St. Ives, and then here's what we want to know. What product would you raise a wand to? Any product, if you were on our show, we had you on, what would you raise a wand to? So email us and tell us that for your chance to get an invite, or just go on the blog at fatmascara.com and you can enter that way.
And let's say you're not in New York City and you're listening to this and you're real pissed.
You're like another one of these listener parties without me.
You can still get in on that hot mixing bar action. Go to StIvesMixingBar.com and you can make your own beauty product. Just use the code MASCARA20 at the checkout to get 20% off. Thank you, the folks at St. Ives.
And we're so looking forward to meeting more of you.
So while Jen is rustling around in her bag for some IBE treasures, let me tell you about our time on the floor at the Indie Beauty Expo. Mm-hmm. This thing just gets bigger and bigger every time we go. We went to LA in January. We were in New York just last week. This thing is all class, baby.
And this is, just so you guys know, independent beauty, meaning they're not yet owned by one of the big corporations.
Yes.
And we always talk about, like, hey, did you know Smashbox is owned by Estee Lauder? These are independently owned brands.
Yeah, these are, you know, people like Jen and I, you know, you know, listeners out there trying to make it out in the beauty world. These are small brands. And they often have, like, you know, what I love is a lot of them have, like, their own story, you know, like somebody who is trying to solve a problem or somebody who, you know, is just super passionate about one category, one topic. Maybe they don't have, you know, 100 SKUs yet. And I love meeting the people on the floor, hearing their story. And it feels a little like some brands feel a little homespun, but then some of them I'm stunned by how advanced they are, that feels like it could be on the floor at Sephora. It's seeing
some
the
of them
range.
Are. Some of them are.
I needed a full day there. Like next year, I know to like really block out my calendar. I was overwhelmed by how much they had there. What did you find?
What's funny is first I always like do like a big walkthrough first, and then I go back to the ones that spoke to me. And I was like, the Aussies are taking over.
Right.
Australia's having a moment.
Yes.
I saw a lot of Australian brands, which I thought was really fun. But my best find, I loved the name Black Chicken Remedies. Did you see that brand?
So funny. No, I didn't.
The woman, she's also from Australia. She like named it after this bowl that she had on her kitchen table that has a black chicken on it. But it's like essential oils. They have this like little nose inhaler with essential oils I loved. But my favorite, which I feel like I've seen this brand before, but I didn't know they were indie, is Ambar, A-M-B-A-R.
That's cool.
Their daily antioxidant primer was, and you guys saw the haul that I brought home to try. I like haven't worked my way through all of the samples yet, but I really like this product. Look at the color of that.
Oh, that's cool. It's this bright yellow. It's a real like lemon yellow. Oh, this is beautiful.
It is. It's like makes your skin glow. So it has in it Tanaka, which is that paste that in Cambodia the women use. They like wipe it on their face almost like sunscreen. It's like a yellow, it's made from a bark, I believe, or a seed. I have to fact check that. But it has some of that in there. And it also has a bioferment. Ferments were very big.
I love that.
I saw a lot of products with fermentation, probiotics, prebiotics. But this Ambar was like one of my favorite. And then the other one was like Everyday Sun. Everyday for everybody.
I like that. I saw that.
Really nice sunscreens.
Yeah, really nice sunscreen.
One was called Resting Beach Face.
That's cute.
So
that's
cute.
Really cute.
And so what'd you find?
I do like Indie Goat Soap. I have seen a few like more goat products.
Love the name.
I'm hoping, you know, we know I'm aspiring vegan. I don't know if that's really gelling. Goat milk, I don't know.
But, happy goats, maybe.
I'm praying. So maybe you guys can tell me from Indie Goat what's happening to the goats. What were their names? Where did they go to school? who are their friends? I do like Luck Beauty Food. I remember them from the last Indie Beauty Expo. I believe the woman behind there, she was like a chef. She was actually from the food world, and she uses like, you know, nutritious like food.
Does she make lip colors
yes,
too?
Yes.
I really like their lip colors.
Yeah, they're really nice. I feel like we get so many like the Indie Beauty Expo has so many like an abundance of like lip balms. I think that's like a very kind of entry level.
Yeah, it's always
level
like a body scrub or a lip balm.
Body scrub. I think they're probably easier to start in if you're a manufacturing.
Yeah, like mascara and sunscreen.
Yeah.
Just like slow your roll there, honey.
Yeah.
Like it takes a minute to formulize.
Right, but they're not always great. You know, like the lip balms are not always great, and these are just absolutely delicious.
The Luck ones. Yeah.
What else did I really like?
I will say also her componentry is very luxe. It had like a nice magnetic click to it, which I think is not a hallmark of an independent independent beauty brand. Like mm-hmm. some of the packaging is very homespun, and that one was like, okay.
I like the Fatco moisturizers. There's like a...
They've been around for a while, though. That wasn't a discovery for me, but that's a good brand.
I was surprised to see some existing brands, some brands I'd heard of before. Like Lumen was there. Aromatherapy Associates, one of my like longtime forever and ever favorite brands were there.
And I think that was maybe also to remind everybody, hey, we're independently owned. And in this era that's of everything point. Being bought up, people like that, like... that they can trust, and they liked hearing that there's a founder behind it who has mm-hmm. a face. So maybe that's the reason.
How could I forget? Ellie Bianca, I put them on our Instagram. They do some really gorgeous face oils that I think can go toe-to-toe with any of these other, like, I don't want to name
Kiehl's?
Names. Well, I mean, let's put Kiehl's in a separate box here. you know, they make beautiful face oils that, have, you know, they're rich in antioxidants. I believe they're harvested in Africa or they're inspired by. I should really know more about this, but they are super rich in antioxidants. And when I put this like glow oil on, I feel like I don't need to use any other products except for sunscreen. If it's at night, it's the only product I need to put on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys will check out one of their shows in the future. For now, this has been your girl reporters, Jess and Jen, reporting from IBE Floor. Chloe just put on the headphones. Just so you know, behind the scenes, there's lots of people helping out with Fat Mascara. Charlotte's on the boards. Wicked, wicked. No, that was horrible. Okay, but Chloe's been working with us for about a year. She graduated in the spring. She's moving into the beauty industry in a real job, and we wanted to bring her on so you could hear a lovely voice and talk with us about beauty products. Welcome, Chloe.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having
Chloe.
Me.
Chloe.
It's been real.
I'm so sad that you're leaving.
I know. I'm really sad, too. This is really just a sad moment. It's been over a year.
It's been, like, way over a year. I think you've been here for, like, 5 years.
My first episode was Bobby Brown, the second
was
time.
Was it?
Yeah. I was so excited.
Oh, that's right.
That's a good one. Yeah. I'm going to put you on a spot. So as long as you've been here, what was your favorite episode?
Oh, God.
Didn't prep for this, by the way.
I didn't prep for any of this.
She came in with brownies and then we're like, yo, hit it.
I'm going to be on the
great.
Podcast.
On her last day, she has a chewy snack that we're
I
not
know.
Going to be crunching
I had to
away.
Redeem myself. Who's my favorite guest that I was here for or that I just...
Yeah.
I love Jen Atkin. I thought she was so cool. I was so upset that I was in school. You guys should have planned that better.
That was a good one. We also wanted to ask you about some products, right?
Okay, so I'm ready.
It's time to raise a wand.
It's time to raise a wand.
Okay, Chloe. Okay. What, like, do you have an all-time raw?
Yeah.
Raise a wand.
Okay, so I have red hair, just like Jess, you know, and... But I don't have as good of eyebrows as you. My eyebrows are bleach blonde. Mm. They're really awful. Yeah.
They're not awful.
They're like very, very blonde. So I am raising a wand to Glossier Boy Brow because thank God, because I don't know where to look. This is.
You're not on
weird.
TV.
I know.
Because she's follow the red light.
Because my eyebrows are so blonde and it's really awful.
What's your shade of?
The blonde one. Okay. And it makes them kind of look reddish. So they kind of match my hair. But without
can,
it.
Can I talk to you about the wiper? I've heard from some people that it just pulls too much product at once on the Glossier Boy Brow. Thoughts?
It does. So I like rub it off on the edge.
And does it bother you? Because then you're wasting some product.
Like a little bit.
I think they should redo the wiper.
Wait, what do you mean?
I want the wiper to be tighter so that less product comes out on the brush.
Because it comes out
in
clumps.
Too much stuff on it.
Yeah. So, but actually what I do is if it's too much product, I have an old one that has like nothing left that's kind of dried out. And so I use that to brush out the extra product.
Oh, good hack from Chloe.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have you learned on the podcast?
I'm like really on the spot here. I feel like all the guests get questions ahead of time.
It could be from the guests. It could be from your mentors, Jen and I. It could be from, you know, the commute. It could be from anything. It could be like, take the two.
Just taught us how to be humble.
Yeah. You can cut out this pause.
Don't.
This is what it's like, Chloe. This is the real
world.
It's
hard. I definitely, you know, I learned how to come in and not look so sweaty off the subway. But I definitely learned interviewing skills. Like some of the guests we've had, they've been really hard to pull some questions out of and get like really good answers. So definitely learned how to get good answers out of people without kind of getting aggravated. You guys are really patient, and the quality of questions are really good. So, you know, as an aspiring journalist, it's very important.
Are we allowed to say where you'll be working?
Sure.
It's exciting.
Yes! Yeah,
I'm really excited. I hope they're not listening to this because they're going to be like, oh, wow, she's such a geek. But
no, she's the best. We're going to, Chloe's going to InStyle on September 4th.
Hi, Angelique and Diana.
Yes! She's going to be working in the beauty department and... You better not start a competing podcast because we know where you live.
Yeah. I won't. I don't think the podcasting world is for me, but I do enjoy sitting in the corner and, you know. Well, nobody puts Chloe in the corner. But
Well, we wanted to wish you best of luck in your new career. Thank you so much for an amazing year.
Oh, my God.
Year plus.
We're going to miss you so much.
It's my time to shine. You know, yeah. After a year and a half, finally, get to hear my voice.
Oh, look, now we're not going to be able to get her off the mic.
No. So another thing about me.
No, Chloe, thank you so much. You've been great.
Thank you, Chloe.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done. All in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
We are here with Jan Arnold. She's the co-founder and style director of CND, which used to be known as Creative Nail Design.
Correct.
Right?
Okay, yes.
So we're just going to call it CND.
Yep.
Now, CND has such a fascinating story. If I understand this correctly, don't its roots start at the dentist's office? Am I right?
You are right. Very good.
Okay. Doing a little research.
39 years ago, or going on 40 years ago, my father, who is a dentist and a chemist, was in his dental environment, and he had a patient in the chair, and he was mixing a monomer and a polymer together to make a crown for her tooth. And she she whipped her head around and said, "What is that smell?" "Smells just like what I'm extending nails with." So back then at the end of the 70s, there was a thing called porcelain nails. And it was actually made out of nail extensions made out of dental polymer. Well, the first couple of beauty companies came out with their own version of this concept. Mm-hmm. And the problem is they were all based on a single link chemistry. So they were thick, they were inflexible, they looked yellow, they didn't look natural. Mm-hmm. So she turned to my dad and said, "You know, it seems to me that whatever you're using on teeth would be better on nails. Can I buy what you're using?" And my dad said, "I have a better idea. Give me what you're using currently. Let me do some research, and then I can come up with a solution." Mm-hmm. So my dad goes into his laboratory in the garage of our home in Oceanside, California. Uh-huh. He looks under the microscope, and he realizes that it's a very simple single-link chemistry, which means all the molecular chains go in only one direction. So he said, "What if we cross-linked the chains?" He submitted for a patent, long story short, mm-hmm. got the patent, sat his five kids down and said, "Here's the deal. I've got this stuff. It's really cool. It's because it's cross-linked. You can put it on thin. It doesn't yellow. It's super flexible.
It's curvy. Yeah.
Amazing stuff. And I'll give it to you as my gift. But if you want to start a business, I'm not going to give you any seed money."
So how you have to figure it out.
Well, I was early 20s.
He's like, "I've got a business idea. I'm not helping you at all.
But you can't have any money, and I'm not going to give you any direction from there.
But here's a patent.
And here you go."
Wow.
So, and it turns out that I had been a huge nail fan since high school, which we can talk about later, and also an artist. Mm. So I said, "I can learn how to do this." And so I went to our local beauty college, learned how to do the process. My brother was in pre-med school with a finance minor. So now we've got marketing education in me. Mm-hmm. We've got finance and business and kind of the science side in my brother. We went to a banker. I did a nail on the banker's pinky. And to this day, I swear he gave us a loan to get us out of his office because of the smell of the monomer.
Oh, my God.
But we got a loan. My mom threw us out of the, you know, by then we had bottles and labels around the house. We had already started, got thrown out, got our first facility. And my dad continued to be our chemist until 2.5 years later we lost him. But he mm-hmm. left a huge dossier of all his ideas, gave us the concept of this legacy of innovation and education and understanding logically what women were looking for well before the nail industry really started to take off. And my mother named our original innovation Solar Nail, because it wouldn't yellow in the sun. We were a California-based wow. company. So, wow, what a gift. And still today, on my 39th year at CND, the legacy of innovation in science, technical excellence due to like really understanding yeah. the science is our core.
Your
and
dad would
our
be
vision.
Proud. Aww. I really think so.
Well, I was lucky. I had a dad who said, "Jan, you can go to the moon. You can do anything," because he was, being a dentist, he was really creative. He knew how to really listen and tap into what people wanted. And the fact, like, to have a father say, "Here's an idea, and by the way, you can go to the moon. You can do anything." It's amazing fuel mm-hmm. to believe it. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
because
okay.
Because he had this idea, but also he believed in you that you could do this?
Yes. Yes, and believe that it takes the intelligence and the technology, but it also required creativity and kind yeah. of belief in the concept. Mm-hmm. And we believed because it made sense.
And so, like, you know, you are, it's funny, you know, I didn't know what you were doing, you know, I didn't know that much about the story, to be honest, but it's interesting that you said that you were like an art, you know, you were like,
an artist too, or, you know, that you were also interested in nail simultaneously as this was going along. When I think of C&D, I do think of all of this science and technology, but I also think of you, and I've known you, you know, for many years, and I really think of you as a very creative person. We're going to get into like all the things you've done backstage, but you're so much about fashion. How do these things how do both of these things exist? Like, what is different about C&D? Because if I'm trying to explain this to someone, I don't know if I would do the best job, because I'd be like, they're science, they're technology, but like they're also, they do all the backstage. Like, what do you believe sets C&D apart?
Well, I think you've tapped into sort of what really makes us unique is that on one side, we're science geeks. Like, it started in the garage, but our laboratory now is world-class. There's nothing that exists like our lab.
And so you have your own labs.
We have our own lab.
Where are they?
They're in Vista, California. Okay. So kind of North County, San Diego. Mm-hmm. But it's like the Starship Enterprise where our scientists design their own testing equipment. They're testing the humidity levels in a nail and how that affects coating adhesion, you know, flexibility rates, how a product ages on a nail, like all this unbelievable science stuff that gives us the intelligence that we can help empower the nail pro to make great decisions when they're in front of their client as a professional-based company. But if you think about kind of the science of the grooming side of nails, now let's talk about the decoration, the coating, the embellishment of nails. There's a science to that, and it's called fashion, you know? And so we're science geeks, but we're motivated and inspired by fashion. What's happening on the runway? What's happening with fabric trends and street trends? So that then we can marry the two concepts to come out with new innovation, not only technologically, but from a design point of view. What's the next step in nail coating, in nail color, in nail embellishment? And so the two are beautifully married because they require an analytical brain to be able to bring out the best in that creativity. So I think the split personality really combines in a really unique way. And I think for us, we've been so blessed that as a company, we have the stomach for experimentation.
So shellac was really big for you. But now, like, I see it everywhere.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. When we first launched it, like, we sold out immediately. A lot of companies took their gel and took their polish, like, took our concept literally, poured it into one bottle, and called it shellac. And but the problem,
like, they cocktailed their own little thing.
They cocktailed their own shellac. Aye. The only problem is it wouldn't remove. And that was the whole story behind shellac, is you get all this longevity and all this toughness, but when it's time to come off, it comes off perfectly, whereas the knockoffs didn't. But what happened is the word shellac was fun to say, and the copycats were like playing off this name. So eventually what happened is the word shellac became a service versus a brand,
right?
Which becomes a corporate, that becomes an issue for us as a company.
So do you guys chase down all of these, you know, knockoffs? Because I do see a lot of like, I hear people saying like, oh, I want shellac, and I don't know what they're getting, but, you know, I'd imagine you'd be doing a lot of chasing all day.
Well, it's interesting. We have 13 patents on shellac, and as innovators and as leaders within the nail industry, we would rather not be in a defensive position to block and tackle legally. Rather, I think our best offense is new innovation. So instead, we go back into the laboratory and we challenged ourselves. It's like, how can we make this killer manicure miracle even better? And the answer was, we found out 30% of salon-going females were not getting gel polish or getting shellac at all because they were worried about nail damage because of the copycats, and they felt like removal time could be like 10 minutes is too much time.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
You're one of the 30%.
So this is, yeah, this is one of my next questions, and, you know, I want you to continue what you're saying, but, like, I know you guys do some gel products, but, like, I want to know what your thoughts are. Maybe you're going to be biased, but, like, I think gel is a little scary. I'm not into it because is it? Do you think it's something people should be using like on special occasions? Is it something like, is it a sometimes food? You know, like
gotcha.
I think gel can't be good for you, right?
Well, here's the thing. The natural nail is dead keratin. It protects the living, breathing nail bed. So what you put on the dead keratin, provided the nail is clean and it's done properly, it's protecting that keratin. Because the longer your nail grows, the more impact you have on the free edge. Mm-hmm. So we actually believe regular maintenance, care, conditioning your nails with a great oil at night, like solar oil, and then coating the nails really protects them. Now, in the hands of a trained professional, proper application and proper removal is key. Yeah. So it's why at C&D we have a certification program that consumers, if they want shellac, which is gel polish, it's not a gel, it's designed to come off, or if they want a permanent gel, like a hard gel, I have it on my nails with shellac over it. I've got super weak, thin nails, so I need the toughness of the gel, and I get them rebalanced. So every 2-3 weeks, I get them rebalanced. I have zero intention of ever removing them.
What does that mean, rebalance?
Yeah. So it's almost like when your hair color grows out and you have the roots. Mm-hmm. So it's roots in the back of the cuticle area. You need a fill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you're rebalancing like the architecture of the nail. So for me, I could never wear my own natural nails. So hard gel is actually a super option for women like me with cursed nails.
So you're saying gels don't hurt people. Manicurists hurt people.
You know what? Products in general don't hurt people. Incorrect techniques. You know, like we did an experiment one time in the lab where we actually took pieces of keratin of natural nail and we put it in methacrylic acid, left it in the acid. 2 months later, the piece of keratin was unchanged.
So that dead keratin on our nails is strong.
Strong. It is strong. It's hard. It's tough. Take a nail file to it. You're going to damage the nail. You know, pick off your nail polish. You're going to take a few layers off. So its mechanical force is the evil of nails, not coatings.
And so it's when I say that I don't like gels, it's the removal, I think, that maybe I'm thinking of. And the removal is... I've only had gels twice, and that was enough to, like, scare me. I think it was maybe the removal that freaked me out.
Yeah, and if a sandwich was put on your nails, so to speak, like if they were using somebody else's base coat, shellac color coat, and somebody else's top coat, which is prevalent, that nail professionals do their own bathtub chemistry and layer it differently.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to some super posh salon. I was just going to, like, my neighborhood, like... You know, joint.
Easy, convenient. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say they probably weren't using the system designed to come off perfectly and beautifully.
So even when they tell you like, oh, I use this base and top coat, but I like the colors from this line, I should ask to have the same line from base to top coat.
Yeah, because the concept scientifically is you get the product on the nail and then you cure it in the lamp.
Yeah.
The energy output from the lamp is calibrated to the photo initiators and the coating to
precisely... The lamp brand should be branded to match the product.
That's it's all science. Know. Yeah, it's all four components.
So I have gotten gels quite a bit in the past, and it got to the point where they weren't sticking anymore. What happened, Jan?
I would suspect.
Loved them for like 3 months, and then then I got a manicure. I'm like, this one just peeled off after a couple of days. Same person, same products.
Wow, interesting.
Was my nail so incredibly weakened?
You know what I find? I find that nail professionals need to recalibrate their application procedure seasonally. So, you know, when the humidities rise, we have to really dehydrate the nail properly before application.
Oh.
Because if a little bit of moisture is on the nail, it can impair adhesion. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to picture, like, in the base coat layer, like little tiny suction cups, microscopic suction cups, that if you lay it down thinly and it's on a clean, dry surface, they find their place and they hold on tight.
Right.
Elevated moisture levels could break that adhesion. So as a pro, I have to really feel your hands. make sure it's super clean. Not do a wet manicure.
I always ask for a dry manicure.
Yep,
they
dry
look at me
manicure
like I'm
is
crazy
key.
Sometimes.
No, dry manicure.
They want me to hold the little marble balls in the bowl.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh,
no,
you don't,
marble
you don't
holding.
Like,
no.
I'm always, my hands are always in the marble bowls.
No, dry manicure, way better. Because think about this. When it rains in the city and the pavement fills up with moisture, what happens to the pavement? It swells.
Yeah.
Then when things dry out, it shrinks and potholes occur. Same thing with your nails. They're filled with like little air spaces and voids. So if it's filled with moisture, it puffs up, mm-hmm. it expands. Mm-hmm. When it dries out, it contracts.
Right.
And you get a crack.
And you can get chipping or peeling or...
I think we're going to rock people's worlds right
no
now.
Honestly. So
why do they want to do that, though?
Manicure. I think it's... well, especially here in the city, you have some older practices that cities are jaded. They don't need new education. They don't really go to a lot of classes. Some do, but generally they don't. And I would say the last probably 10 years since Shellac, we've really taught dry manicure as the key to proper adhesion to prevent against peeling. Because all of us have different oil levels, different mm-hmm. moisture levels. So if you all of a sudden saw breakdown, I would say we have to recalibrate how we're putting it on. Thinner layers, better. Also, here's another thing. The Nail Pro's energy output of the lamp mm-hmm. can diminish over time. So we're also really encouraging the pro, keep a check on your lamp. Like it's like another chemical, mm-hmm. you know, where you're getting that output. And if you have a good, perfect lamp, you're going to get proper cure.
But this dry manicure thing is also for regular polish too, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, just that expansion and contraction mm-hmm. concept. Yeah.
I don't believe in a dry pedicure though, right? You've got to soak those
puppies. Oh, you've got to soak those puppies. Okay. Yeah, you've got to clean those puppies. But toenails are different, right?
Yeah,
toenails
they don't really chip as
are
much
hardier.
Yeah.
They're a little thicker. The keratin is a little different.
They're yeah. not banging on a keyboard all day.
Exactly.
Speak for yourself.
We have a podiatrist as a consultant when we launched our spa pedicure, and he was saying feet are some of the cleanest parts of the body.
Really?
Like you compare them to the hands. Like you wash them, you dry them, you protect them, you tuck them
yeah.
into shoes in the winter and socks.
That's so funny.
Like he's like, think about the comparison of where the hand
true.
Goes versus, because my pros didn't want to touch feet. And he's like, no, 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 ladies. Like, these the feet, you want to touch feet. Like, they're amazing.
That's so funny.
That's really funny.
It's cute.
Wait, one more quick thing. Do you like cuticles cutting or no cutting? Pushback? Like, what's your theory?
Well, okay. So cuticle is actually the dead tissue that hitches a ride on the nail plate as your nail grows. So the dead cuticle we remove in order to get good adhesion of the coating.
Whoa.
But the guardian fold, that what we call the eponychium, that fold, it's actually a fold of skin that is protecting your nail bed from pathogens that live out here.
Keep that puppy.
So keep your fold intact. It's your guardian that
okay.
protects the nail bed, but get rid of the dead dry stuff. Even if you have like a little hangnail or whatever, trim the little bit, because if you don't, you're going to rip it, right?
Okay.
We all rip it.
Yeah.
I carry a little clipper in my bag, and every now and then under days of stress, I go excavating a little, like searching for something to find, right? If I find something, nip it away, put a little solar oil on, condition it, get it tightened back up, and you're good to go. But don't cut the guardians.
Okay, thank
Never.
You for it. I wanted a PSA.
Yeah.
So you have been, shifting gears a little bit, like a pioneer of editorial nail art. You have been one of the first people, maybe the first person. And as long as I remember, you've always been backstage, like leading the charge. I think you're like the first person I always see backstage,
yeah.
you know? You always have like the most incredible nail art. But how did you break into what I've seen, you know, since I've started? Like, it was this very sacred space. There was just, you know, maybe Orlando Pita back there, maybe Pat, you know, if that. But
yeah.
you have always been there, like having your nail space with all of your, like, you have like trunks of nails. And
did we mention we were at backstage at a fashion show?
Oh, backstage fashion show.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
Backstage.
Just want to
backstage. Yeah, thank you. And I just find it amazing because, you know, it used to be so kind of like prissy and like, no, no, no brands backstage, please. Like now it's so different, but you have always been back there. How did you break in?
It's like, what? How did you sneak into that runway backstage?
No, you waltzed back in. You were like there. That's awesome. You always were there.
Well, it was really funny. It was
like pirate nails.
Yeah, exactly. No, name any subject and we've done
aquarium,
it.
Aquarium, under the sea.
It's true. Well, I want to go back maybe 23 years ago. I'll never forget, I was looking at a runway report in Vogue, and it dawned on me that the hair was cool, the makeup was cool, the outfit was amazing, and the nails were all bare, fingers and toes. I'm like, boy hands, decked out, everything else. So I'm like, that like sucks, right? We've got to change that. And so I heard about this emerging designer called Cynthia Raleigh. And she was her first collection. I thought she looked really cool. So I called her and I'm like, you know, why don't we do something cool on the nails for your runway show? And do you know what she said to me? She goes, why? I'm like, why? Because as a designer, this is a relevant way to get your name to, like, women. Like, all women wear nails. You don't have to be a size 2, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and for us, we have a really great story we can tell. So let's try it. So we brewed up some watercolors for her show. We put little pinky bottles in every front row bag.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was so cool, and it so fit the story. And she was delighted. So the next season, I thought, I'm going to call Betsy Johnson, because then we can kick it up a notch. We can do something amazing. And her story was great, because she's like, her dresses are sweet and frilly and full skirts, but her girls are a little cheeky and naughty. Mm-hmm. So I thought, let's do a badass, like, pointed red nail with a big pink crystal at the back and show that alter ego of the Betsy Johnson girl. And it got so much press. It was so successful. So with a couple of those big hits under my belt, I called Oscar De La Renta, and I'm telling you, naivete is bliss, because I don't know that I would be so brave to just call a designer. I got a meeting and said, why? Like, every detail is so perfect. Why not nails? And he said, what an amazing idea. Let's do it.
But did he have, like, the makeup artist just, like, doing this? Did he have, like, just, like, a local nail salon come in and buff the girls?
They weren't
before?
Paying attention to nails. They would buff the nails. They would clean under the free edge. It was grooming. It wasn't art or fashion. Mm-hmm. And we brought art and color and fashion. Mm-hmm. Oscar opened the floodgates for us. And within 8 years, the pinnacle in terms of proving ourselves was 75 shows in a single week here in New York. I had a team of 20 nail pros. We were running all over the city. But my goal was to elevate nails as a fashion accessory, not just something you groom and clean. And in doing so, to your point, elevate the nail professional to be as important as the top makeup artists and hairstylists. And we had to earn our place with the hair people and the makeup people.
Yeah, so what were they like? Because I imagine that some of them probably like,
what are you doing in my space? Why are you doing it?
This stuff smells. I can't handle it. Yeah.
Yep. And so we found that we're in the relaxation business. We were giving hand massages. We were giving solar oils away. We had to try harder, be nicer, be supportive, work around until we really firmly found our place. And I think a big shift for us was maybe like 5-6 years ago, when once we had earned our place to be there and really gained the respect of our comrades in beauty, we then started to shift our game into art. Because what I also realized is that when a nervous young model walks down a runway, she clenches her fists, so I can do the most gorgeous, like, normal nails.
Oh, God.
And she walks down the runway with her hands hidden.
You're like, time for a stiletto nail.
Oh, yes. It's time to pull out the big guns. And that's when we started to push it a little.
Yeah.
And we went from polishing nails to doing art.
So you don't expect that people then will copy some of these types of looks for every day?
Well, you know, I get asked many times, when did the nail art craze really hit? And I would say with shellac, it allowed us to wear nail art because of the longevity mm-hmm. of the service. And the runway impact gave us the design laboratory to come up with ideas and concepts that could then come full circle, 360, all the way back to Realway. So if you can push at runway as theater mm-hmm. to make a statement and come up with new ideas in doing so, it can come all the way back to the consumer in a wearable, like, you know, wonderful version. And the same process took place with the designers where they didn't know what to ask for. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, what do you want on the nails? And they're like, they would think and say, what about nude? And we'd say, great idea. What about chrome?
Yeah. Right.
What about length? What, like, for me, I can look at an outfit and I get my nail read from what's happening with shoulders. Are they big and padded or are they small? I look at shoes. Are they stiletto and pointy or are they more a kitten heel with a rounded toe? And my role as a fashion accessory is to provide that balance. Mm-hmm. My other approach is boy hair, femme nails. Mm-hmm. Or the opposite, super femme, luxurious hair. You don't want to wear a stiletto nail. No. You want to go classic boy nail.
Yeah.
Black.
Yeah. You want that balance.
Yeah. You need that offset.
You've come up with so many great ideas. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
Like, do you have a favorite show you've done? Like, what just still you go back to?
Okay. I have to be honest. Louis Vuitton in Paris. The beauty test went until 3 a.m.
Oh, God.
Marc Jacobs has all his bags out, and we've got nail tips all over the table in different colors, different two tones. And he was lecturing his people. He said, the nails matter. We're going to stay here all night until we get the right combo because we sell handbags. Yeah, and handbags are in the hands of beautiful nails.
Yeah.
So the nails mattered. And we got all our combos. We took the swatches, and they went in the plastic bag with every outfit as a true accessory. For
That's
me,
amazing. It,
like, currently, I just got chills because that was my dream. That was my goal.
What did they look like?
They were two-tone. We did, like a raisin-colored base with, like, a rust moon. Mm-hmm. And they were, it was the first time we ever pushed a little length and went a little almond when everyone was square.
I remember when that shift happened, and I was like, Squoval, Squoval's so old.
Squoval. And then almond, and then pointed almond, and then we went stiletto. But it was a mind shift that when you go almond, you get an illusion that creates length and sleekness. And so I always say it, like, takes 10 pounds off of the look of the illusion.
To get an almond nail, though, usually it has to be, like, fake, right? Because, like, I could never grow almond nails. They'd break in, like, 2 seconds.
Okay. So your nails remind me of my nails. Oh. Like, I've got, naturally, I have pretty small nail plates.
Yeah.
And mine are probably way worse than yours. But my entire family, we were born with ski jump nails, thin, weak. And I discovered nail enhancements, which we call the coatings, when I was in high school.
Yeah, you said you were into nails.
And I was totally into nails because I realized that my little weird nails could go through a major transformation overnight with no pain. Like any other dramatic beauty transformation hurts, right?
Yeah, most of them.
Think about it. Most of them.
We're talking about transformations.
Ask her about nude nails too, because I know you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, this is Jess's help corner right now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so transformations, into your long, beautiful almond nails, which I've got to give some things. I need to think about that a little bit tonight. but I also love this idea of, like, a nude buff. Manny, maybe that's just because, like, I'm a bit lazy, a little bit short on time also these days. Mm-hmm. So, but I think about, like, you know, it has to be perfect, like a nude buff or buff Manny. It has to really be perfect. Otherwise, it just looks like drab and, like, bleh,
and
you know, a little, like,
can
sad.
Can be dirty in a day.
Yeah, exactly. It can get very dull. And so what are your thoughts on this topic?
Well, you know, we talked earlier about, like, what I coin three C's of great nail care is care. Okay, go in regularly or do it yourself regularly. Condition.
That's not happening.
Oil every night. And coat. So I'm a big fanatic about keeping your nails coated. So bare, uncoated nail is more prone to breakdown, chipping, destruction. But coat it with something.
So what do we coat it with?
Coat it with normal nail polish. Coat it with gel polish. Coat it with a gel. Coat it with liquid and powder. There's so many options. And so if you have a thin, weak nail, go with a harder, firmer coating.
Just like a clear
coating? Yeah, go clear.
Okay.
Go clear. Do a shellac base coat and a shellac top coat. I even know guys who do the clear base, the clear top, and their nails just look pristine.
Yeah,
and it keeps
I'm thinking
the
that
dirt
what's the
out.
Most, yeah, what's the most low maintenance thing we can do
keeps
to look fresh?
Keeps the schmutz out. Keep it clean. Go in every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, push mm-hmm. it. Get a clear coat and a clear, and seal that edge so nothing gets trapped
yeah.
on the end.
Yeah.
Have them seal the edge. And it's, or we have a color called Purely Pink. It's got a tint. It just adds a little healthy glow mm-hmm. to a nude looking. So it doesn't have to be nude because then you're prone to breakdown. But coat it, condition it, oil it when you think about it.
I bet you don't oil, do you?
I don't oil.
Are you oiling?
I have oil in my nightstand.
Are you oiling? Do you know what I do?
So probably from interviewing you, I feel like it's solar oil too.
Solar oil. I put it,
smells
on
so
my
good,
hand.
Like almonds.
Massage it into your cuticles and run it through your hair.
Oh, a little extra.
Awesome. All right, I've got to oil up.
Oil, girls.
Okay.
Oil. Or shower when you're doing your conditioner.
Yeah.
Take the washcloth, push back your cuticles, put a little massage, some conditioner into your cuticles.
Oh.
That's nice. So,
because
you're
like a treat.
Yeah, it's a little luxurious drink for okay. for your cuticles and nails.
We've talked about almond nails, and we've talked about nude, and you told us about fringe earlier. What are the trends? What are we seeing for the future? Predict the future, ready,
yes.
set, go.
Yes, ready, set, go. So we're talking about, like, Fashion Week is coming up. So what I'm finding is treasure trove nails.
Mm-hmm. I love how you always give things such good names.
Treasure trove. So it's not just a matter of putting a color on and doing art on top. But like for me, my manicure for Fashion Week, I'm going to cut all my nails down mm-hmm. and I'm going to get crystal clear enhancements mm-hmm. put on mm-hmm. and I'm going to bury some gems inside
buried
the crystal
treasure.
Buried treasure.
That's genius.
But I would also bury like a bug.
You know, I love this.
That's very so cool. Like a paperweight, like a gorgeous paperweight. It's like those clear glass globes with the little treasure.
You
underneath.
Got it. And then you could even do a little gold foil around the cuticle, do a little pearl around the outside. Because with shellac, you can trap stuff inside.
This is so luxurious.
Oh, and wait till you see.
So personal.
It's so personal.
Yeah, you can't tell us what shows you're doing yet, but I guess we'll report back.
Yeah, but that's a cue on what's happening, and it's
you
like going
like
to
be letter
killer.
In there.
letter
from
like
grandma.
Like a sea bottle? Like,
yeah, okay. Like basically it's like you could like really just like put like mementos.
Cheat on a test, put the answers in the
okay.
nails.
Okay, I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
One is L, and one is M.
Like these are like the shows, like the
uh-huh.
names of the shows.
Okay, isn't that what you asked for, right?
Oh no.
One
no.
is New York, one is London.
Oh no, I meant like you could put like a letter, like a letter, like a love letter.
Like
a like a
oh.
But now we have a sneak
oh
peek
my God.
Of what shows.
Yeah, I meant like, you know, like a letter from a grandma oh, to a grandpa from the war.
Totally. Or,
yeah.
or do what Vivian Westwood and her husband Andreas, we do their shows.
Yeah.
They love like spelling out dirty words on
ooh.
Their nails.
They're very sexy, aren't
they're
they?
They're very sexy. They're
very,
so in love.
Very liberal. Very,
very liberal. So avant-garde. And it's like,
they have a very wild marriage.
Give me a list of your favorite words.
And you'll
oh,
put them
yeah.
on the nails.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And we okay. put them on the nails.
I'm excited.
At a show that begins with an L or an M. We'll report back.
Speaking
report back.
Of avant-garde, Jen.
Jen.
You have a very avant-garde style. She's smoking an air cigarette. I love it. Your style is amazing, and I'm glad that Chloe is catching some of this all on Instagram, because everyone needs to see your jacket that you may or may not leave with today, because I'm so freaking... I've not loved an item of clothing this much in like a year.
You can't stop looking at it. It keeps in your so, eyes.
I know. I'm not looking at you this whole time. I'm just looking at your shoulders.
I love it. She's like, whatever it's about so, you.
Last time I saw you were wearing a bracelet that was two hands. Oh, I think your husband got it for you.
I knew that bracelet. Memory. I've seen you in that bracelet.
Amazing. It's so important.
You have the best stuff.
Aw.
So what's going on? Like, where'd you form this incredible sense of style?
For me, fashion was always about entertaining myself. Like, whatever I put on, I have to laugh. I can't take it too seriously. It has to be whimsical. I try to do a little masculine, a little feminine, and a little, like, unexpected. So everything I put on has sort of that combo. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, that's always been an instinct for me. And I'll tell you a secret. I think where it comes from is I have a really strong instinct that in a previous life, I was a Japanese rice-picking man.
That is so specific.
Stop
it's
it.
So specific.
Wait, how did you like land on that?
I don't know, but I
you just
know,
if you feel it in your
I feel
your heart,
it
your
in
belly.
My heart. So I love anything like Japanese avant-garde, Japanese designers, the haircut, a little mm-hmm. Japanese.
Yeah,
and
let's
architectural.
Talk about your haircut. You've always had it's always been short.
Yeah,
it changes. Who cuts your hair these days, and how would you describe the style?
Okay, so
Japanese rice picker,
Japanese rice picking man,
Japanese rice picker chic.
Exactly. No, so Sal Lozano was a Vidal Sassoon instructor for many years, and he cuts my hair, and every 3 weeks I get my hair tuned up, and it takes 2 hours. It's like hair by hair. God. Oh yeah, he's real precision.
Every 3 weeks you can sit for 2 hours for a haircut.
Totally.
And run a company.
Totally. And the way I describe it is it's like my little yarmulke that sits on my head, and sometimes it tilts back, and sometimes it tilts forward, sometimes it
do
tilts
you choose
right.
Or does is it like choose? If you're on your phone, like it gets like
exactly.
It changes, like doing emails?
We're a team. Okay. So I'll say,
but it's always on purpose when he tilts it.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Oh yeah.
I thought it was like truly like you're on your phone leaning and then you ended up with the crooked haircut.
So funny. But I like that story.
No, you're tilting back today.
No,
a little
we're
bit.
Tilting back a little. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we went a little. We call it the PowerPoint because it goes sharp across the top, goes to a point on the left, and then swoops up on the right.
Oh, I just noticed that.
Yeah, shorter here, goes to a point here, but I love watching hair cutting. I'm
does he do it with scissors or with
with scissors.
Oh my God, very precise.
Very
what
precise.
An art.
It's such an art, and I'm obsessed. So the 2 hours that I'm getting my haircut, I'm like loving life almost as much as when I get my nails done.
Is he at a salon or is he?
He's at a salon, Salon 30 in San Diego. Okay. Yeah, he's amazing. He's really amazing.
Will you share some of your other favorites with us? So like, we got to talk about other beauty products besides just nails. You're a beauty woman.
Yes.
What are some of your favorite makeup and skincare products?
So skincare, I use a special compound made for me. And it's called Levita RX.
Okay.
And so my dermatologist advises, like, because our hormones and our body is changing, every 6 months I get a read on what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so, and they tweak my formula. So it's very specific to how
what's
much
going
I
on in
fly,
your life?
What's going on in my life, how the hormones are looking. So that's sort of cool.
What is this service called and where can we get it?
It's Levita RX and it's custom. It's like custom
your
RX
doctor does it.
That your doctor does.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
So, you know, that's pretty important because,
you travel a lot too.
I travel a lot. Yeah. Yeah, water is another really important skin regimen for me.
What about mascara? You've got something on.
I love, can I say it?
Yeah, that's why we have a podcast.
Good old basic Maybelline.
You're Blackish allowed. Black. It comes up a lot on this
Blackish
podcast.
Black, yeah.
The Great Lash.
It's the Great Lash.
Wow.
I mean, the Great Lash. And I've tried everything. I love Lancôme Shadow. And so I get like four different tones and I do a lot of blending. Mm-hmm. But the Great Lash, like just a little, not too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you keep your blonde so blonde? It's like whitish blonde. You use a certain kind of shampoo?
Yeah, actually. Okay, let me think. You know what I'm using? Awesome products. Kevin Murphy. And it's Blonde Angel.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a purple shampoo, a beautiful purple conditioner, so it keeps it really clean because mm-hmm. we want to cut the yellow. Mm-hmm. And then they have this spray that kind of adds shine, and it's, I think, Angel Shine or something. And Kevin Murphy's products are all about the sensory, the fragrance, the essential oils. So putting it on, like, it's as exciting to use them mm-hmm. as it is the end result. Yeah.
Those are the ones with the squarish bottles
yeah.
for the shampoo.
Yeah.
The
aren't
packaging.
They gorgeous?
Yes. Finally, yeah. Do you have a favorite fragrance?
Yes. Boucheron.
Oh, that feels right
Hermes.
For you.
Yes. Yeah. It's, I love it because it's powdery. It's slightly floral, but not too strong. And I spray it in the air and just walk through it, and it's enough.
Yeah. It's all about the balance with Jan.
It's a balance.
Okay,
yeah.
So do we miss any questions we should have asked you? What do you wish we would have asked you?
Let me think. I don't know. You guys are pretty awesome.
Yeah, we nailed it.
You're pretty.
We nailed it. Get it? Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, I had the best time. We could talk for days, right?
Thank you, Jan.
So much fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know we're big fans of Beauty Pie, the company founded by Marcia Kilgore, guest on episode 71. She also created Bliss Labs and FitFlop. So listen up because we're doing a giveaway deal with them and you're going to get a free mascara.
Okay, in case you don't know what Beauty Pie is, basically they offer their members luxury cosmetics and skincare at wholesale factory prices. And they tell you exactly what you're paying for, like the cost of raw materials, how much goes towards safety testing, marketing, shipping, all that good stuff. As you know, my favorite lip liner in the whole world, just to give you an example, it's their lip liner, Wonder Gel Lip Liner. Reckless Red is my shade. It's $3.30, which is insane because a regular retail price, it would be $19, but you're getting like the wholesale factory price.
That's awesome. So they also have nail polishes, all kinds of makeup and skincare. And for example, Beauty Pie Super Retinol Serum with Vitamin C, love it, is only $9.28, while non-members pay $95.
That's crazy. So, do you guys want the freebie? Here's the deal. Go to beautypie.com, sign up for their 3-month membership. It's $10 a month. At checkout, use the code FATMASCARA. You get a free wide eye mascara with your first order. It's a great mascara. It's like made at all the labs where all the fancy stuff is made. Retail price would have been $24, but you get it for free. Also, with your membership, you get access to all these wholesale prices, which is amazing.
So we know this is a lot of info, so you can just go to our blog, fatmascara.com, and we'll put the giveaway info and code there too. But one more time, to sign up for your membership so you have access to luxury beauty at factory prices and get your free mascara, go to beautypie.com and enter code FATMASCARA at the checkout.
It's time to raise a wand.
A very special raise a wand.
We're going to raise a wand to an entire brand because they're hooking you up.
Once again, the gifts just keep on coming.
You get beauty products and you get beauty products. Raise a wand to Tatcha because they agreed to do a big giveaway with us. And we weren't like, I love my drugstore brands, but guys, this is looks.
Luxury.
So it's a big product gift basket that you'll get with so much stuff inside. It's over $530 value, I believe. But some of the things that you're going to get are Vicky's new book. Vicky Size has been she's a former guest on the podcast. And she has a great book that she signed for our winning listeners. Mm-hmm. You'll get that. And you'll also get the essence. Love the essence. It's like, it's just like beauty water. Mm-hmm. And then two of our favorites are also in there. What's one of your favorites is in there? Which one?
Okay. You guys are going to get, this is my favorite,
the silk canvas, the product you didn't know you needed, but it's going to change everything. You just put a little like bit underneath your makeup, smooth it over, and it creates this like balmy finish, a balmy primer that the rest of your makeup is just going to glide over and stay perfect all day.
I feel like Daniel Martin might have used that on you at your wedding.
He did. He did. He did.
You're welcome. That's why I'm here. Also in there is the rice polish, which I love, which sort of inspired like the line. It's that Geisha Beauty rice
polish. How do you use it?
You pour a little, like it comes out like poof, and then mix it with a little bit of water. And I like it because it's not like you're wasting all that water space in the bottle on like liquid that you don't need.
It's dry. It's like a dry polish.
You can make it even more scrubby, so you can make it more or less viscous to your liking. And I really like it on my chin for like when I'm getting a little congested down there. Okay. Not pimple congested, just like, you know.
Dull or like.
Like a little blackheady looking. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. There's also blotting papers. There's that lip balm with the gold thing. There's dewy skin masks.
Oh, the water cream. My friend loves that.
Oh, my God, the water cream's delicious and the jar is beautiful. Anyway, it adds up to like $533, $32. We are going to put all the details on our Instagram post and on the website for you guys. So you can find out how to enter that. Fatmascara.com.
Can you imagine if you had all this stuff in your bathroom, like someone comes to your bathroom, you would be like, who are you?
Like hide everything else and just prop style with this. And you're just like a fabulous woman who just like flitted over to Japan for the weekend.
And pat your friends down when they leave your house.
That's right, because they steal.
Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.